Do you find yourself having a hard time describing your music and how it sounds and how everybody would perceive it? Do you also find yourself listening to different varieties of music? Maybe you're not just in one lane. People say, what kind of music do you listen to? And it's encompassing more and more different kinds of music. Well, maybe those two things aren't as different as we think they are. And it's about time we had a think on that.
Hello, and welcome to the 145 Rural Podcast, where we are here to strengthen music careers and communities one song at a time. And now, here's your host, Jacob Wing.
Yeah! Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. And today is going to be a real quick one, but I feel like it's going to be a pretty important one. And we're going to go deep into the idea of how genres are dying and how you should really learn to define your music and explain it to others that will help you focus on what you're doing and help you draw an audience faster and grow your fan base even quicker. Now, the concept of this video and this podcast really comes from a video that was released by Polyphonic recently, and I'll have this linked below and everything, and I recommend go take a watch of it. It's great. And it just talks about how genres are becoming less and less of a thing. And it goes into the meaning of genres, how they became a thing, and you know why it's okay that they might be disappearing. All those kind of things. Great, great, great video. Great concept. And I just wanted to take it at a different perspective. Not that I, you know, one way or the other, genre good or bad. More so that as this is happening, how is it going to affect you as a musician, as an artist going forward? So let's talk about that first and foremost. One of the hardest things as a musician, when somebody comes up to you, especially in the beginning of your career, somebody will say, okay, so what do you sound like? Or, you know, if you're trying to get booked, like what kind of music are you? And you find yourself fumbling for words and you're like, you start naming other artists maybe, and you know, some of the songs you might be covering. But then when it comes to your own original music, deep down you get this feeling of knowing that that's not exactly who I am. You don't quite understand yet, but you will. That kind of feeling. And if you can go into this understanding more so exactly what you are, what your sound is, what you're trying to convey, it's easier for you to draw in fans if they haven't heard your music quite yet, or to come, you know, give them a reason to come hear you. Or like you said in the beginning, if you're trying to book a venue or whatever it is, it's easier for you to communicate to them that this is the type of music I am, this is how long it's going to be, here's what the song's going to sound like, that kind of thing. Now, in that video I referenced before from Polyphonic, they go deep into exactly where genres come from, how they began, and you know, the whole concept behind them. And my favorite part, if you don't take the time, I'm just going to tell you about it right now. It does a part where it shows you the beginning of the split between what was called race music. So any music made by somebody of African-American descent was put in a certain shelf, and they recorded, you know, basically it was black music to go to black people. And that was how they originally started. But then everybody started buying the music. And at some point there became this performer that was playing the same music. It sounded almost identical, but he basically just started yodeling over the top of it. And because he was white, they wanted to keep that segregated. That's really honestly where the beginning split between what they called race music, or, you know, R&B blues, anything back in, you know, gospel, all those things, and split into country. And, you know, just understanding this fact that, you know, one little thing, one little move separated from everything else into what we started putting these boxes in of where the music goes. And how little and how superficial that really is, really starts to break down in your brain of maybe this isn't as big deal as we think it is. And it's just really human nature. It comes down to human nature, as we like to put things in boxes. We like to know where things go. We like to categorize things. We're very good at it. But as a musician, it doesn't work very well. And you can tell this by, as you go in, as you first start to write down, as you're maybe putting together a website, or you're finally putting words to paper about what you are, what your project is, you know, why you exist and you start to list your influences, they're going to be from a huge array of different things. And maybe if you feel like you're going to be marketing to a certain genre, you start leaving out certain bits. They're not so important or whatever it may be. But you know deep down inside that there's more than one and they come from all over the place. You know, you wouldn't exist. The music you write wouldn't exist without the influences of all of these pieces. So as we're moving forward, anybody that was born before the 2000s, you know, 2005, all those older people, as we're starting to call them, millennials, Gen X, whatever you want to call them, we were born into this generation of, as we got into middle school, as we got into high school, the more that we started to define these cliques of what group you're going to belong to, who's your social group going to be, everything was defined by what group you listen to. And if you're a musician, you better know the next best thing. You better have something to reference that nobody's heard of, or else nobody's going to take you serious. And, you know, all those kind of things, it became what defined you as a human, what your personality type could be broken down into what music you listen to. And as we got older and streaming began and we broke down the barriers of all of these physical forms of media and how we're distributing all this music, all of that started to disappear. People weren't defined by who they liked. They liked a little bit of everything. They listened to this on that day. They wanted this emotion on this day. And you could see that starting to be reflected in all of these streaming services, as they're not just putting out things by the genre, although they do that. And the playlist might be catering to a certain genre. But then there's also vibes or feelings or emotions that they're trying to elicit through a certain playlist of songs. And the more and more that we got into this, the more it started to change everything. And honestly, as he says in this exact video, you know, polyphonic, it's a good thing. It really is a great thing. But the hard part about that is that if you don't understand that that's happening, then you can get lost in the fray of just being nothing to everybody. And you really want to be able to, like I said, be able to define who you are. So let's go into that and how to do that. And the big thing, like we said before, is we're talking about, you know, writing down your influences as it pertains to the group of people that you're going to be catering to. Now, it doesn't have to be hyper-specific. That's not a necessity anymore. And nobody really listens to music that way anymore. But you have to understand that you definitely are going to fit into a certain spectrum of music. So there's, you know, house music or EDM or electronica or whatever you want to call it. All of that has its own feeling, its own vibe. You know, you're going for a certain feel. And then you get into, you know, heavy rock or metal. You know, you're definitely going for this aggressive feel usually. And singer-songwriter, country, rap, R&B, hip hop, whatever it may be, you're going to know exactly who you're catering to. You know exactly when you're reaching out to venues what you want to be booked for. So you need to be filtering that way. So as genres start to disappear and people don't really care about them, the only reason that you're using these ideas and these concepts is just for the reasons of being able to get across to a booking agent, to a venue, that yes, I'm a singer-songwriter, or I play guitar, or I have a band and we play this kind of music. You're going to want to book us on these nights, you know. And another great part of that is we're talking about all those kind of things, and you're starting to move up in your career and you're going to be taking those next steps. Something you're going to want to do as you're starting to get booked more and you're starting to get more money and you're trying to get more shows put together is build a bill together. And you're usually going to want to put together a bill that has some sort of concept, a flow to it, a reason, you know, for existing. If it's not all like hard rock music or, you know, whatever it is, your bunch of cover bands or country music or whatever it is, usually those bills kind of stick together because it draws in more people, sells more tickets, it sells more food and drinks for the venue you're at, whatever it may be, but it enhances your power of being booked and demanding more money for what you do, for your art, for your music.
Hi there, and welcome to the ad break. We're just going to take a moment to let everybody know about our community of growing members, and if you'd like to be a part of that, just look at the info below and there will be a click there for an email sign up to join in and get your voice heard. As well, as you're enjoying this content, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/the numbers 145 world. There you can join any of our groups and you can add to the discussion of what topics we will choose that will help you and hopefully future members of our groups, as well as join monthly Q&As and other such benefits. Again, that's patreon.com/145rural, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, back to that regularly scheduled episode, and enjoy that content. Thanks again.
It's great that genres are disappearing. It is a fantastic thing. All music should be accepted, and it shouldn't be just... The worst part for me, and I might stand alone compared to a lot of people, and that's okay. You know, feel free to berate me on this one. But my problem with genres is that people start seeing how they're doing, or they see how they're doing well, or the money starts getting made in one certain area. And with genres, it just becomes this copy and paste. And we saw it so much. And I personally believe, even though everything happens in cycles, it was kind of responsible for the, not so much the death of guitar, but really kicking guitar out of pop, out of music for a long time, where it wasn't the focus, is because it just became copy and paste. People just heard like, okay, grunge is the thing. Everybody make grunge music now. And it only worked with certain people. Grunge was an attitude more than it was really a music style. It's really what it comes down to. And you can't copy and paste an attitude if you aren't living that style. It really comes through as inauthentic. And people pick up on that very quickly. And then they're on to the next genre. And you've killed that. And then, you know, this heavy distorted guitar is moving into pop music. And then they want it out of that. And then we're moving into different influences. And it just happens. That's why there's these cycles where we just get so inundated with the copy and paste of these genres because it's making money. And then you just get old. It gets old. We're done with it. And then you move on to the next thing. And then after it's not, you get the only people playing that kind of music are those that are deep into it, that have that heart and soul, that really have the feeling. You can't miss it. And then all of a sudden we're back in again and they're blowing up. And then the cycle continues. You've seen it with so many different genres. We saw it with rock, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, it kind of died off and it was more pop. And then the 70s, you know, guitar comes back in and we're getting these guitar gods and all this music blowing up. We've seen it with blues a number of times. Hopefully we'll see it again as a blues artist. I'd love to see it again where, you know, in the early 1900s, blues music explodes into this amazing music. And then it kind of gets exploited for a while and it dies off in the 50s and the 60s. It's almost non-existent in the 60s. And then we get this resurgence in the late 70s and 80s. Thank you, Stevie. And it's just this wonderful renaissance. And then again, we're back to guitar music dying off. And, you know, it could come back. It might not. And we've also seen other ones, genres not continue on, not go into the cycle. Disco, for the most part, really died off. We've seen bits and pieces here and here where people will take ideas from it or take drum lines from it or, you know, sample it here and there. But you never know. It could come back, but we haven't seen too much of a resurgence. So, you know, the ebb and flow of music is natural, but the more that we're breaking down these barriers, the more the genres are starting to disappear, the more that we're just going to get a flow of what sounds good, and what works, works, what's authentic with them, you know, that's what's going to matter. Not so much that you're playing the right notes, your song's the right length, you know, all those kind of things that become just so stupid and arbitrary. I'm sorry, country music, I've got to call you out on this one, but if you go down to Nashville and the Hit Factory and it's just everything had to be cookie cutter, the right song, playing the right chord progression, getting the right sounding vocals, and it just sounds so redundant. And so it was one of the reasons personally that I just couldn't get into country when I was younger. It just felt like the same thing over and over, was being punched in your face like nonstop. And then once you start to understand who their influences are, the beginning, and the further you dig back, the more of that appreciation you start to find. And every music has that example of you can do the exact same thing, dig deeper, find the influences, find the people that led the way, that innovated, and you'll get that spark, you'll feel that authenticity. And I think that's more what we're going to be returning to now, that authenticity is going to be the key to everything. If you aren't making music that means a lot to you, that's giving you that fire in your soul, that's really emanating from you because it's who you are, people are going to notice that and they're not going to take you serious and you won't go as far. And that's a great, to me, that's a great reason that we could see so much better music coming out in the future, because of the breakdown of these lines, these segregation, these boxes, the, you know, the depth of genres. That's really the most important thing I want to talk about. Just make sure that as those lines are fading, as you know, everything's kind of meshing together, be able to define who you are as a musician, as it's important to drawing in fans and, you know, being able to communicate with others is really the most important thing, and be able to say what I do, here's what I am, please book me, I fit exactly right with what you're doing, and all those kind of things. So if you have any questions or any ideas, or if you want to add to this conversation, and you know, what if you see more coming, or if you think it's just being dramatic, and we're always going to have these kind of, I mean, genres are never ever going to go away, but they are definitely moving more so where these lines are blurring. So, you know, let us know what you think. Throw your comments in there. If you have anything else you'd like to add, please let us know. Please take a little time if you enjoy our content, if you watch it, if any of it helps you, give us a like, give us a subscribe, follow us, download more podcasts. We really enjoy it. We love making this for you. If you have any content or anything that's coming up for you that you're having a hard time with, let us know. We'll make a video on that. We'll make a podcast on that to make sure you're getting help with that. So, again, thank everybody so much for watching this, and we'll see you on that next one. Bye.